right, let's get right to it. St. John's, thing you need to know. And over the weekend, thousands of people all over California came out and supported. They were part of Black Lives Matter protest marches and events. We made history over the weekend here. The first ever Black Lives Matter march over the Golden Gate Bridge. And the amazing thing, it was all put together by two Bay Area teenagers, Tiana Day and Mimi Zoila. Welcome to the Playhouse.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
No, thank you all for doing what you're doing. When I saw that there was going to be this march over the Golden Gate Bridge, I was blown away because it is the first time it's ever happened for Black Lives Matter. But knowing that you two put it together, just unbelievable.
Thanks for your support. We really appreciate it.
So exactly how do y'all go about making this happen?
So I had the idea one day. I thought a national monument would be a great idea to make people from all areas see it. I reached out to the social media asking for a leader from the Black community to represent the movement, and she reached out to me. It was really easy.
Yeah, I thought since I'm only 17 and Mimi's only 19, it would be really great for the youth to lead this movement across such a huge tourist attraction in California and really just bring unity across the Golden Gate Bridge.
So y'all expected to get 50 people, and how many actually showed up?
A couple thousand. I think tens of thousands.
That is absolutely amazing. So what's the goal? What is the next thing that you want to put together?
Right. To help youth advocate more for Black Lives Matter movement. Me and my dad are putting it together, and Mimi's definitely going to help out with that a ton. Plan to advocate for a ton of things in the future, but right now we're focusing on the Black Lives Matter movement along with police brutality. But we do want to add in that we did walk along with police. We are not against them. We would like to fight with them against police brutality and union.
And did I read that you're also working on scholarship opportunities for African-American students?
Yes. So right now we have a GoFundMe up on our Instagram account if you guys want to check that out. It's called Youth Advocates for Change, again on Instagram. And our GoFundMe is helping out African-American students who graduated in the class of 2020 facing all this adversity, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement and COVID as well. And we're just helping out, trying to make sure they get the same opportunities.
Y'all are absolutely amazing. So again, thank you for doing what you're doing. And folks, if you'd like to lend a hand, whether it's donating or checking out their Instagram handles and all sorts of links, just go to the St. John page at 997now.com.